Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours. Any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
It's Rick Tittle.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, the week has got to go because it is Friday, TGIF, what you got? Rick Tittle with you. We got you for the next 3 hours here talking sports and entertainment on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, which branches out, or as they say in England, branches out into so many different pathways and venues and all sorts of ways to listening to the show, as I guess you could say. If you're not by a terrestrial radio, you might be by an extraterrestrial radio. Say hi to the alien working the board there. But we're available on your phone. Just dial me up at 510-67-321. That's my home phone number. Or you can go to the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, and you'll get Sports Byline USA. That way, speaking of the USA, how about that American Forces Radio Network? Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever you are with, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. We stream through our homepage at sportsbyline.com. That means you can click listen live. And also, if you want to write me an email, you can send those to Mr. Handsome at countpimpula.org. Or just rick@sportsbyline.com also works as well. We have a full slate of guests. Remember, Friday in the first hour, we're always quite privileged to be joined by the Hollywood Insider, the film critic Jan Wall. And she'll be with us to talk to some entertainment guests. In the second hour, I'm going to bring in Pat Richter, a guy who was the longtime AD at Wisconsin and also was with the Redskins. He's a College Football Hall of Famer. And comedian Earthquake will join us for his temblors in the third hour as well. The number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Tittle Lighting Sports with Rick Tittle on Facebook. And the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com. Now.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Genius. The best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome. He's a genius.
All right. Thank you and welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the world on AFN. I'm a FAN of our troops. And as I mentioned, on Fridays, the first hour, we always are quite pleased to be joined by our friend, the film critic, Jan Wall. How are you, Jan?
I'm great, Rick. How you doing?
Not too shabby. Let's get to our first guest because we have Broadway composer Michael Mott with us. And he's here to talk about his album, which is out now on Broadway Records. It's called In the Light, A Faustian Tale. Now, this goes for his play. And, Michael, welcome to the show. I know that you did the music.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good, Michael. I know that you did the music and the lyrics to this, and I was thinking that, you know, even Andrew Lloyd Webber and Elton John needed help with lyricists. So what's it like doing both of those things?
Yeah, it's amazing because, you know, I've been writing for a while, and for a while I mean like 7 years professionally, but I've been I've always written music and lyrics together. I like collaborating with other people, but I kind of hear everything all together and have a kind of specific way of working. And yeah, I mean, the lyrics always change depending on the story and the script, and you know, this draft, this version that you hear on this album is actually like the 13th rewrite of these songs because so much of the story has changed. So it's a never-ending process, and it's probably still not done. We'll probably see it on stage, and I'll change more, you know.
All of sports loving people listening, and that's a lot of them, know that Damn Yankees, the musical, was based on the Faust legend. Did
exactly.
that have any influence on you?
Well, you know, the Faust legend has been around for centuries, and it's an old German folklore, and yes, like you said, Damn Yankees, but also, you know, Aladdin, the Disney movie Aladdin, and The Little Mermaid, and the movie The Devil's Advocate. There's so many things based on the Faust legend, which is essentially a man who sells his soul to the devil, and that's like the seed of what that legend is. And we've taken that and done our own thing with it. And we've made it very modern, but very, very classic. It has a lot of timeless elements to it. So the only thing that's similar is that it's the tale of a man and a devil and his internal struggle. And maybe this is a spoiler alert, I don't think it is, but we kind of took that and made it a contemporary twist, and we actually made it his own inner demon. It's not the actual devil, quote-unquote. It's his ego, and it's his subconscious telling him to do these things, which everyone can relate to. I mean, we all have that voice inside of us telling us to do things that are maybe not so great. But do you follow through with that, or do you actually listen to the other side of you? And that's what we did with this story.
So with the album, how is it, because, you know, obviously a musical, a play is a visual thing as well as, you know, an audible. How do you encapture what we're looking at with the music as well?
That's a phenomenal question.
Rick is phenomenal.
No one's asked me that question, and I really appreciate that. We've been very fortunate because shows take a very long time. The average length of a Broadway show is about 7 years from concept to stage. And to be completely honest with you, I first started working on this way back in high school, and I haven't touched it for a while, but we've been fortunate for the last 6 years to have a lot of opportunities to see it on stage. So we've done a lot of workshops, private readings. We've gone to theaters across the country. We've done colleges, and we've been able to do a lot of trial and error with seeing this on its feet. And so through that, I've been able to really, it's like a painter with a painting. I'm able to step back and look at it and then add small things and add a lot of elements to it that enhance it. And so I worked with a legendary Broadway orchestrator. What he does is I write the songs at the piano, and then he'll take those and flesh them out for a full orchestra. And he'll tell, you know, the flute of the play. And he's won Emmys and Academy Award. He's amazing. His name is Kim Scharnberg. And we worked closely on these orchestrations for a 30-piece orchestra. And there's just so much texture going on that the best compliment I've received from this album is that, like, you can see it when you listen to it. And that's the best thing you can hear.
It sounds wonderful. I love this idea of an internal devil. I think it's really, because everybody has it. So when you do a musical, and, you know, a lot of, actually, Cole Porter, Jerry Herman, a lot of people have written, you know, Irving Berlin, the words and the music. So you have a great heritage there. But when you write it, do you have to do, like, a happy song, you know, a ballad? You know, do you mix that in on purpose?
I'm very aware. You know, I feel like a director. I feel like Steven Spielberg when I'm working in this way, because you have to kind of zoom in and know exactly what's happening in the moment and be very, very, very microscopic and specific. But then you also have to zoom out and look at the bigger picture. So I'm constantly looking at something in a moment, like the first song that our lead character sings. I know I want it to parallel his final song, and I want it to twist and have a different meaning so that when the audience arrives at that place with the character who's learned his lesson, it hits in a different way. So I'm constantly zooming in, being like, okay, this has to mean one thing here, but then when I zoom out and I go to the end of the show 2 hours later, this has to actually mean something completely different. And then there's a lot of that, like, interweaving happening through themes and characters and textures and ideas and musical themes. Like, there's a lot of there's musical themes that I establish for one character that another character will take on when they learn that character's lesson. So there's a lot of that happening.
Can you tell us a little bit about the cast, Jeremy, Soleil, Ciara, Antonio, others?
I mean, if you know anything about theater, these are the A-list superstar heavy hitters right now. Jeremy Jordan is just a young rising star who, I mean, he's more than a rising star. He's been doing this for 10 years, but he and I went to college together. We went to Ithaca College, and I called him, and I've been working on this show with him for years, writing the show for him for years. Having him attached to this has been so helpful because it has attracted all these other A-list stars, and I was able to make a list of people I wanted to work with that I knew had television and film experience that people in the industry would be at least familiar with, if not be huge fans of, but also people who are correct for these roles and can sing, because this requires real trained singers. Jeremy Jordan, Soleil Pfeiffer, Ciara Renee, and Antonio Cipriano Bobby Conti Thornton. I mean, it's just like an exquisite cast of people who have starred in Newsies on Broadway and Disney's Frozen and Hamilton and Jagged Little Pill and, you know, just huge shows. Big people who have and great television credits with Supergirl and The Flash, which are CW comic shows. Mm-hmm. So it's very lucky. Bobby Conti Thornton starred in A Bronx Tale, the musical.
I saw that. I bet I saw him.
Yeah, and we got to run, but I guess it's only fitting that you went to Ithaca. Didn't that start as a music college?
It did, yeah. I went as a performance major.
Very cool. We have been speaking to the man himself, Michael Mott, the Broadway composer, and the album is In the Light, A Faustian Tale. It's out now. You can get it at BroadwayRecords.com. Michael, thanks for coming on, and congratulations on the album.
Congratulations,
Thank you so
Michael.
Much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, very good. And we'll take a break. Rick Tuttle and Jan Wall will come on back on Sports Pile.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
Why? I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you all over the Lower and Kintig and in the world on American Forces Radio Network. Our next guest joins us now. We're happy to have Johnny Sweet. He is the director of a documentary that is in virtual theaters now and will be on demand on August 13th. It's called Last Call, the Shutdown of NYC Bars. What happens when an entire industry is laid off in a single day? Johnny, welcome to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you. And how did you have the foresight to know in March in 2020 to start this up? Because at first we thought this might just be for a few weeks, not for a year and a half plus. So when did you think, hey, I think I have a film here?
Hey, guys. First, thanks for having me. I would really call it foresight. I would say my industry was also shut down, so I was looking for something to do to kind of keep me busy so I didn't, you know, stay home and drive my wife insane. So, this is the other industry that I thought of immediately, because I worked at a bar in college all 4 years, and, you know, some of my best friends in the world came from that experience. So I immediately wanted to follow somebody that was going through this craziness, and we were lucky and we were able to find Jen as our central subject, and it kind of just steamrolled from there.
What's the biggest challenge for these people when they're suddenly laid off? They have no money, no way of making money. You know, I'm a movie critic, and I think what you did that was so smart is that you took a person and worked out from there. So we got a personal look.
Yeah, I'd say, yep. I mean, they had so many. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Go ahead.
But I was going to say, I guess the challenge for them was trying, like most of us, was trying to battle through this isolation and not having anything to do. And I think for a few of them, they were able to use their natural creative skills to kind of fight through that. So like with Jen, it was starting her own cocktail, cooking show digitally. And then with Willie's a tremendous writer and MC, so he was able to write two albums during that time period. So I think it was a matter of using their natural born talents outside mm-hmm. of what they did for a living to try and mm-hmm. create. It was like Willie said it perfectly, you know, he had an art attack, not a heart attack, but art, that's A-R-T, and being able to use that expression to use that energy to try and create another lane of income was how the two of them were able to push through.
You mentioned, Jen, that's Jenna Ellenwood, who you follow from the Sparrow Tavern there in Astoria, which is, of course, in Queens. And it was interesting in New York City because when it first started the pandemic, no one got hit harder than New York. And then it seemed that they were the one city kind of pulling out of it. And you saw people walking around the village again. And then, you know, the new wave came in. So what's it like when because we've all experienced it, but especially in New York, it's like, hey, we're getting out of it. No, we're not. Yes, we are. No, we're not.
It was frustrating. You're desperate for that sense of normalcy like everyone was across the country. For us being, I live in Queens. The Sparrow Tavern is actually two blocks away, but so are the proximity of the two hospitals that got hit the hardest in Mount Sinai and Elmhurst. For us, for my wife and I, it was trying to get used to, I mean, you don't get used to it, but the ambulances flying by your apartment every 5 to 10 minutes for 6 weeks straight. We had trouble sleeping at times because, you know, they were going all night. So, we had to get used to that. It was bad in March and April to early May. After that, I don't think we didn't reach that kind of activity again until, unfortunately, around Christmas and New Year's, where it just, you know, the surge came through again. So it took, you don't get used to it, but, you take it day by day at a time, and you just hope it ends sooner than later.
I haven't gotten to see this film yet, but I'm hoping it has a happy ending. You know, I'm hoping there's like this sense of normalcy, as you say. But boy, is it inspiring to hear about the, what did he say, art, the art...
Art Attack.
Art Attack. I think that's great that people can find talents they didn't even know they could exercise through this crisis.
I don't want to give away the ending too quick. It's not your typical bow, you know, tie a bow on it at the end kind of story arc. We're actually, it sets up the sequel to this, which we're working on now.
Well, the other thing, too, by the way, we're talking to Johnny Sweet, the writer, producer of the documentary, director as well, called The Last Call. We're hearing now that the service industry is searching for people because people have been, they like their unemployment checks, they like staying home, and for some people, they make more money that way. So it's like, I guess, is that what the sequel's about?
No, it's more focused on the state politics that that really harmed the industry and these people's lives, because they made these sacrifices both personally and financially to help us bend the curve and help out the frontline workers in stemming the tide of the thousands of deaths that were happening. And they did that, and then they were left behind. They weren't, there was no runway given to them to help restart their lives, much like, you know, the banks get bailed out, airlines get bailed out, oil companies get bailed out. You know, they have these big lobbying groups, whereas these are small, you know, your neighborhood bars aren't a part of some large lobbying conglomerate, you know, a large, powerful union. So what instead they did was they fined them. They enlarged the state liquor authority, and they fined them to try and make up some of the money back that the state and the city lost. So that's what we're focusing on, why that happened and how that happened, and unfortunately, how it all came about.
Here's a crazy question, but I've just got to ask it. I don't know if you know this, but what is the popular drink right now, the most popular drink? What are people drinking?
I'd say a lot of warm glasses of whiskey.
Okay, straight stuff, huh?
Yeah, people are going straight for it as they're getting back into the neighborhood bar culture, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let me just ask you this quick question about the politics, because de Blasio at first seemed like a hero in New York, and then everything turned around and people thought anything but that. It looks like Eric Adams is going to be the next mayor. What are some of the policies to say, like, this is what de Blasio did wrong and this is what I'm going to do?
The policies actually didn't come, harmful policies didn't come from the city for the most part, outside of an incident in Staten Island between the New York City Sheriff's Department and a bar out there called Max Public House, which made some news because they created their own quote unquote autonomous zone. Mostly it came from the state, and the city has to, you know, go by what the state guidelines are. And the policies, unfortunately, that Cuomo put in for the hospitality industry did far more harm than help. And that's what we dive into a lot of that.
All right. Well, the film is called Last Call, the Shutdown of New York City Bars. What happens when an entire industry is laid off in a single day? And we've been speaking to the man behind the project, Johnny Sweet. Once again, it is available now virtual theaters and on demand on the 13th of next month. Johnny, thanks for coming on the show. Congratulations on the film.
Thanks, Johnny. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time. It's greatly appreciated.
No doubt about it. And Jan, a few years ago, I was staying in the East Village. And it was a right on St. Mark Street, actually. And I was picking up my keys, and the woman that owned the property said, "The keys are at a bar." And I was like, "What?" I'm like, "What?" And it was over there on First Avenue, you know, right by Alphabet City there. And so it was kind of this divey bar, and I walked in, and it's like, you know, noontime, and I said, hello, are you Rick? And I was like, yeah, I got your keys. So I was just thinking.
And then you ordered a straight whiskey, right?
But it's funny, it just kind of made me think about how, you know, look, it happens not just in New York, but every city, but just how in some neighborhoods, how much the bars are intertwined with like everything else that's going on.
That's right. They're part of the community. And everybody knows your name if you're lucky. If you're like in Cheers.
Norm.
In Boston. Norm.
What's your favorite bar in Sausalito?
Sausalito? We have a real good dive bar here called the No Name. Mm-hmm. The No Name Bar. And it's got a lot of history, man. It's got everybody from Jerry Garcia, Janis Joplin used to come in. They have Dixieland Jazz on Sundays. Called the No Name because nobody can remember a name around here. Got a lot of old hippies here in Sausalito.
Yeah, I've been there, and you can go there and have your own art attack.
I like that.
All right. Jan Wall's going to stick with us, and we're going to take a quick break. And on the other side, we're going to bring in author C.G. Ware. If you'd like to participate, as always, you can try to get in at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back and a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges, including HP. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details and 724.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Business heals all wounds. I mean, look at our relationship with Germany or Japan. Who can even remember what all the fuss was about?
I've got a secret I cannot see.
Rick Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
All right. Thank you. And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Network. It's our pleasure now to welcome to the show New York Times and USA Today bestselling author C.G. Ware has a new book called A Spy Above the Clouds, which is coming out on September 3rd. C.G., welcome to the show. And me being the military history buff, this isn't a book about Francis Gary Powers, is it?
No, it's not. This is about a woman, an American woman, who was kind of a bright girl when she started out. She lived in France, and she ended up joining the British Special Operations executive, going back into France and becoming a courier on skis, carrying hand grenades in her backpack and carrying messages all over the Alps to help fight the Nazis. She was an amazing character. So I fictionalized her. I gave her another name, but it's based on a real name, Devereaux Royster Reynolds. It was an amazing name to find out about her.
Oh, C.G., this is Jan. What an amazing story of this American woman, brave woman, risking her life every minute to fight the Nazis. How unusual. How did you find out about this real-life heroine?
Well, it's the most bizarre story, Jan. You know, we have been going to France once a year for about 30 years because my husband was involved in a foundation that raises money to bring American kids over to learn France, to learn about European culture, and to sort of break out of their American isolationism and learn about other people and learn about World War II and what happened over there. And yet, I would walk by these memorials because my French wasn't that good and never really read it until I found out that in the Alps, it was one of the hotbeds of resistance. There were very independent people, as you imagine, living in mountains. Well, then I realized, walking by a memorial one day near the train station where we had come through for 30 years, there was a memorial that said that the rail yard had been blown up right before the American allies arrived in the Haute-Savoie, in the high mountains. Then I was reading this biography, well, it was an autobiography by Daryl Rochester, and she was the leader of the group that brought in people to blow up the rail yard. And I mean, you're kidding, an American? And then I discovered a little chalet resistance museum in the middle of nowhere. It was sort of a handmade museum with these pictures of these women secret agents literally pasted to the wall. And I followed that thread and found who that woman was that blew up, the American that blew up the rail yard with a bunch of partisans. And it was this American woman. So I had to write about her. I mean, for only about six Americans and 60 women called Churchill Angels that mostly parachuted into France. They had like a week or two of parachute training, and then they were thrown out of an airplane. There were about six Americans in the British unit, and there were about 60 women in the special ops unit of about 500 men. So they were pretty rare, but she was an extraordinary. And I've written about one other one, and I'm going to do a third one. So
I'm glad because, yeah. I read all your books, C.G., and they read like novels, but they're based on fact. So it's quite remarkable.
They are. I call it faction. Me, you and I were reporters for years and years,
right,
and I approach historical novels as a reporter, and I try to get the facts, but then I fictionalize it because you need a little freedom to move people around, you know.
Ricky, did you know about these women, Rick? Did you know of these women that did all of this espionage and dangerous work in World War II?
They don't get their due, no. And I'm glad that we're putting names to these women. And that's my next question, CG, is like, have you already thought about what actress is going to be playing this part?
Well, she's got to be very fit, Rick. She's got to be able to jump out of an airplane. Now, the interesting thing about Devereaux, and in my book, she's called Constance Vivier Clark, because her father was an American as a pilot in World War I, and she became terrified of
jumping a plane. She wasn't all afraid of skiing down a steep mountain in the Alps, but she had a phobia about jumping out of the airplane, but she had to do it in order to succeed. So the women that can play this part have got to be able to ski like champions unless they use a double, which I don't think they should, but they might. And they have to be willing to jump out of an airplane or land on a dinghy off of a submarine, or all the crazy ways that they inserted these women and men into France as secret agents. But they had to be French-speaking to begin with. So many
I'm
of
seeing,
them
I'm seeing,
and, mm-hmm. and, you know, cats.
Well, I'm seeing Angelina Jolie, Charlize Theron. I mean, I think there's a number of women who could do this.
Well, I do, and I'm sure they probably would get, you know, crack skis to be able to do that. But she
of
would
course.
Go off the cornice and never blink, you know. But mm-hmm. she didn't like jumping out of airplanes, which is one of the things that just intrigued me about her. And she was really kind of a spoiled brat American when she started, and by the end of her life, and she survived the war, by the way. All of the Americans, except for one, survived. One didn't, and she was shot in the head by the Nazis. But about 25 of them in Vixie were captured, and 15 we know for sure were executed either by firing squad, or they were put in the oven many times alive. So when you think about these women and that they, the war was over, they had no status, had no pension, they had no rank. I mean, they were really at the end of the war. Now, the most famous one now has gotten her due, and her name was Virginia Hall. And there's a fabulous nonfiction book about her called A Woman of No Importance. And in fact, she was very important. She ran operations with 300 or 400 partisans in Lyon. So little by little, now that the archives have been opened since 1905, the stories are beginning to blow out.
You know, the distinction between, we know what the SAS was, we know what the French Resistance was, but tell us a little bit about Churchill's Angels.
Well, Jill, this is, Rick, this part is, there's a book, actually, a fiction book called Churchill's Angels. Churchill, you know, been in the War Office in World War One. He then knew these British soldiers who were really guerrilla soldiers. They were the kind of rogue guys that became so up. They're telling him that all the British male agents they had been inserting after Dunkirk, you know, once they Dunkirk and the British France. They didn't know what the heck was going on in France and really needed to know. So they were putting male agents, but they were speaking French with Oxford accents and their Cambridge accents, and they were getting kicked one after the other and executed. So these guerrilla advisors to Churchill said, look, women, because of the cultural bias, will be ignored by the Germans. The Germans just think they're good for kinder and home. And
if
you could consider women, women could get through the checkpoint. Women could put a pillow under their clothes and look pregnant and be ignored by the Nazis. Women could ride their bicycles with hand grenades in the basket. You know, women could get us more information. So even though the Geneva Convention at that time said no women in combat, they basically boot camp all over England at these tree houses in the middle of nowhere and taught them arms, small arms, silent killing, how to climb a wall, how to make a fake key. And they went to spy school, basically, various spy schools and parachute training. And they became known in the War Office as Churchill's Angels. And the MI6, which was supposedly the intelligence agency that was over this group, of the special operations executive, they hated them because they thought they were amateurs and that they were going to screw everything up and it was the old boys' network. But Churchill and his guerrilla consultants said, oh, no, they can be very effective. And they were. I mean, several of them really made a change in the war. And the one I wrote about, the first one in Landing by Moonlight, she was also a debutante in Washington, D.C., who married a horrible marriage, and she was kind of weird. They hired her to turn a French attaché in the French embassy in D.C. and steal the naval code, which she did. And that way, Churchill, this is before we were even in the war, Churchill knew what the Vichy, the collaborationist French Navy, was doing with the Germans in the Mediterranean, and were able to figure out how to take back North Africa. And once they got North Africa, they went to Italy, they battled their way up the boot of Italy, and eventually entered France in the south 8 weeks after. So this woman, who stole the naval codes, changed the whole course of the war, and no one knew who she was until maybe 20 years ago.
It's amazing. Amazing, CG. I mean, this is such important work you're doing, and the way you write is such fun to read, but it's also incredibly important. Man, why haven't there been a movie called Churchill's Angels?
I mean, that's what? I'm trying to get it. I have a literary agent. I'm trying to get an agent who deals with Netflix and Prime and all those, because this is the way to do it, you know, as a Prime series, where one season is one woman's story, one other season is another woman's story, and all three books, man. So if you know of anybody who's dealing with Netflix and Prime, please send them to me. But I think it's so important that we know these stories, because I've always been about, well, what were women doing? You know, women politicians, women painters, women architects. And
women who changed World War II, that's pretty important.
All right, there she is, author C.G. Ware. The book is called A Spy Above the Clouds. It'll be available on September 3rd. C.G., thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, C.G.
I loved it. Thank you. Take good care. Thank you, guys. Bye.
All right, thank you. And Jan, we'll do a couple recs on the other side.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall, come on back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm gonna go anymore.
Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
Rick Tittle with Jan Wall for a couple minutes. Jan, what should we be watching?
You know what I was thinking with C.G. Weir? We're talking about World War II and people who fought the war, but we didn't know about them. And they were heroes and heroines, men and women. So I'm thinking of this great film, one of my favorite films of the last 10 years, called The Imitation Game. And that's with Benedict Cumberbatch as a real-life hero of the war who helped break the code that the Nazis were using. Nobody could break this code, and he was able to do it. He should have won an Oscar for this portrayal. Wonderful film.
Yeah, that was about Bletchley Park when they got the Enigma and turned out that
the Enigma
guy,
code.
He was gay.
And he was a gay man. He was persecuted at the end of his life, killed by the British government. Here's this guy that completely saved us by breaking the Enigma code, and he was persecuted for being gay. Mm-hmm.
I have a rec
Wonderful
for you
film.
If you'd like to hear
uh-huh.
it. It's on Netflix, and it's a Spanish movie called Quien Te Cantará, which means Who Will Sing to Me? And it's really artsy. It's really creepy. The way it's directed, this director, I think, we're going to hear a lot from him, because the way it's shot, I've never seen anything like it, but it grabs you, and it is really creepy. Once again, Quien Te Cantará, Who Will Sing to
Me? Yeah, just writing that down. Yeah, I like your recommendations. You know, I like really twisted stuff. And also, Netflix, I mean, God bless them. They have the most wonderful things on. I would want to remind people of Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin in the Kaminsky Method. Really terrific. Kathleen Turner, if you want to get a little look at the dark side of Hollywood.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is like, you know, comedians now, they don't want their specials on Comedy Central because it'll show them three times and then put it on their streaming site. They all want to go on Netflix now. It's worldwide.
Well, Netflix is it, and that's why we got to get CG's whole idea, the Churchill Angels, the women who saved us during the war. Wow, that would make a great Netflix series.
Great stuff as always, Jan. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.